Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The Myths of Happiness by Sonia Lyubomirsky. This enlightening book challenges the widespread belief that happiness hinges on major life milestones, such as getting married, landing a dream job, or acquiring material wealth. Lyubomirsky, a distinguished psychology professor at the University of California, Riverside, leverages her extensive research to debunk the notion that these events are direct pathways to lasting happiness. Instead, she argues, true contentment comes from understanding and re-evaluating our attitudes towards these supposed markers of success. The Myths of Happiness is targeted at a diverse audience. It speaks to couples entrenched in the monotony of long-term relationships, employees stuck in a cycle of job dissatisfaction, and individuals hesitant about embracing significant life alterations. Through her accessible writing, Lyubomirsky offers readers scientific strategies to cultivate a deeper, more genuine sense of happiness, irrespective of societal expectations. As an acclaimed author with a proven track record in translating complex psychological research into actionable advice, Lyubomirsky sheds light on how we can all lead happier, more fulfilled lives by letting go of societal myths about happiness. This book is an essential read for anyone looking to discover authentic joy, far removed from the fleeting satisfaction promised by conventional achievements. Join us as we explore how the myths of happiness can help you navigate the pursuit of happiness in your own life. The Myths of Happiness. What should make you happy, but doesn't? What shouldn't make you happy, but does? Introduction. Unmasking the Myths of Happiness. A Journey Beyond Conventional Milestones. Why do we chase after certain life milestones with such fervor? It's because deep down we're convinced that ticking these boxes, whether it's finding love, climbing the career ladder, or securing a better salary, will be our ticket to lasting happiness. On the flip side, we try our utmost to dodge life's curveballs, be they relationship breakdowns, job losses, or financial setbacks, fearing they'll plunge us into misery. Yet, our roadmap to happiness might not be as straightforward as we think. Diving into the heart of our happiness quest reveals a complex terrain shaped by misconceptions and mythical happiness milestones that might not lead to the profound joy we yearn for. The pursuit of happiness, it appears, has led many of us astray, yet hope is not lost. By realigning our compass and making subtle yet significant tweaks to our daily lives, we can embark on a path to genuine, long-lasting happiness. In this exploration, we'll be introduced to the concept of hedonic adaptation, the psychological phenomenon that explains why the joy from our achievements and the pain from our setbacks tend to fade over time. Understanding this concept is the first step in recognizing why our pursuit of happiness often feels like a never-ending chase. Imagine finding a silver lining in the storm cloud of divorce, or discovering that your career ambitions may be at odds with your quest for happiness. These insights compel us to reevaluate our conventional notions of what brings us joy and what plunges us into despair. Through this journey, we'll learn to peel away the layers of happiness myths and make way for a more authentic and fulfilling pursuit of well-being. Part 1. Happiness. Beyond milestones and misfortunes. When do you envision reaching the peak of happiness? Is it when you're exchanging vows with your soulmate, or when you're being offered that prestigious promotion at work? Our society has wired us to believe that happiness is a destination situated right after these significant life events. There's a buzz, a sense of euphoria that comes with these achievements, suggesting they might indeed sprinkle our lives with happiness. However, this joy is often transient, debunking the myth that there's a one-size-fits-all recipe for happiness. Here's a thought to consider. Happiness doesn't follow a preset formula. Stemming from insightful research by Harvard University and the University of Virginia, we've been enlightened about our flawed perceptions regarding the impact of life's ups and downs on our happiness. The findings show our propensity to overrate how much joy success can bring and conversely overestimate the despair that setbacks might cause. This has led us to a life of benchmark chasing. We ardently pursue what we perceive as milestones of success, convinced they are our tickets to genuine happiness. Simultaneously, we go to great lengths to dodge potential pitfalls, fearing they would lead to our undoing. However, the afterglow of reaching our milestones often wears off quicker than anticipated, leaving us feeling anti-climaxed. On the contrary, we shy away from risks or changes, driven by the fear of encountering life's adversities. But here's a twist. Experiences of hardship or trauma aren't necessarily the happiness stealers we imagine them to be. In fact, research suggests that those who have faced adversities or traumas often emerge happier than those who haven't. This paradox is primarily attributed to two reasons. First, surviving tough times arms us with resilience, preparing us to face future challenges with greater poise and confidence. Secondly, and perhaps more intriguingly, hitting a low point can serve as a catalyst for transformative life changes, propelling us towards paths we might never have considered otherwise, like chasing a long-held dream. It's clear that neither relentless pursuit of so-called positive milestones nor the avoidance of negative experiences guarantees the bliss we seek. The sooner we debunk the myth that happiness is tethered to these superficial achievements or misfortunes, the sooner we can embark on a more genuine quest for happiness, unshackled from societal prescriptions and open to the unpredictable yet enriching tapestry of life. Part 2. Embracing the evolution of love in the quest for happiness. Picture this, your wedding day, frequently dubbed as the milestone of ultimate happiness, with its flurry of festivities and fairy tale promises. Yet, in the whirlwind of preparations and societal expectations, the notion that this single day, or even the marriage it heralds, will be a perpetual source of joy seems almost fanciful. Here's a reality check. A striking revelation from a 2005 study shows that while newlyweds do enjoy a happiness boost during the initial couple of years of marriage, this heightened bliss is surprisingly transient. Sooner rather than later, their happiness levels recalibrate to their premarital state. This brings us to an intriguing phenomenon known as hedonic adaptation, the innate human tendency to return to a baseline level of happiness after experiencing significant changes or achievements in life. Whether it's a dream job, a luxury car, or a passionate romance, the ecstatic thrill these events bring fades away, and what was once exhilarating becomes our new normal. Now, when it comes to romantic relationships, the tapestry of love is even more vivid and complex. Initially, in the throes of passionate love, our world revolves around the beloved. This phase is intense and exhilarating, marked by an all-consuming desire and a fear of rejection. Yet, as all-consuming as it is, passionate love is not built to last indefinitely, and frankly, it's beneficial that it doesn't. Imagine being so fixated on your partner that every other aspect of your life falls by the wayside. As passionate love gently gives way to companionate love, we enter a phase characterized by deep-seated trust, respect, and affection. This mature form of love may lack the fireworks of its predecessor, but it's the bedrock upon which strong, lasting relationships are built. More than just romantic partners, individuals in this stage become true companions, navigating life's myriad challenges together, from child rearing and health issues to financial hurdles. This evolutionary journey from passionate to companionate love has been pivotal in ensuring the survival and propagation of our species. While the initial rush of passionate love draws us together, it's the transition to companionate love that sustains and nurtures our bonds over the long haul. So, if you find yourself lamenting the fading fireworks in your relationship, remember that it's not the signal to start swiping on dating apps in search of a new thrill. Instead, see it as a transition to a different, more sustainable kind of happiness within your relationship, one that's rich in trust, respect, and deep, unwavering love. And if you're eager to keep the flame burning bright, Stay tuned for insights on reigniting the spark in your partnership. Part 3. Igniting long-term love, keeping the flame alive. Imagine this. The once electric chemistry that had you and your partner glued together has settled into a comfortable routine of takeouts and TV marathons. Those spontaneous, passionate moments have been replaced with reminders about everyday responsibilities. It's a common transition, where the fiery passion morphs into a deep, steady flame of companionate love, a testament to the enduring bond you've built together. But does this mean you have to kiss the thrill goodbye and settle for a cozy yet predictable life? Not at all. Here's a powerful reminder. The spark in a long-standing relationship can still burn bright. Hedonic adaptation, or our tendency to get used to the good things and take them for granted, is natural. But it doesn't mean your relationship has lost its sheen. It's just that the sheen has become part of the background. The good news? You can combat this adaptation and see your partner and your relationship in a new, vibrant light with 3 simple strategies. First and foremost, reignite your appreciation. In the whirlwind of early romance, admiration and gratitude for your partner flow effortlessly. However, as time goes on, we might start to overlook these precious qualities. Counter this by consciously focusing on what you cherish about your partner, whether it's jotting down their virtues or penning a heartfelt letter. Remind yourself of the many ways they enrich your life. Next, shake things up. Avoid letting predictable routines dull the excitement of your relationship. Psychological studies suggest that we're less prone to hedonic adaptation in dynamic environments. So, challenge the status quo. Embark on unexpected adventures together, explore new hobbies, or even change up small daily routines. Embrace novelty not just as a couple, but as individuals. Growth and change in each partner can keep the relationship fresh and fascinating. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of touch. Intimate connections aren't limited to the bedroom. They thrive on physical closeness and affectionate gestures in everyday moments. The simple act of touching can light up the brain's reward pathways, easing stress while deepening intimacy. From a comforting hug to a spontaneous kiss goodbye, these small acts of affection play a pivotal role in communicating love and appreciation non-verbally. Reviving the excitement in your relationship isn't about grand gestures. It's about rediscovering and celebrating the love and connection that has always been there, often hidden in plain sight. By proactively demonstrating appreciation, introducing elements of surprise, and nurturing physical closeness, you can breathe new life into your partnership, ensuring the flames of passion and happiness continue to dance brightly through the years. Part 4. Finding light beyond the shadow of divorce. Divorce often looms like a specter in the societal narrative, casting a long shadow over the possibility of post-marital happiness. There's a prevailing notion that while marriage might not guarantee joy, certainly divorce spells despair. This belief keeps many clinging to the remnants of fractured relationships, fearing the plunge into supposed misery that divorce is believed to bring. Here's a crucial and comforting insight. While divorce undoubtedly presents its challenges, it's often not as dire as you might fear. Embarking on the path of divorce indeed unfolds a tapestry of emotional upheaval, bureaucratic entanglements, and the daunting task of disentangling 2 lives, from finances to shared custody. Yet despite the immediate turmoil, there emerges a beacon of hope. Numerous studies indicate a significant uplift in the happiness levels of those who have navigated the turbulent waters of divorce, revealing an encouraging horizon beyond the initial storm. What fuels this post-divorce resurgence of happiness? At the core of this phenomenon is human resilience, our extraordinary capacity to weather the storm of trauma, to find slivers of positivity amidst the gloom, and to emerge not just intact, but enriched from our trials. Yet, for many, this remarkable resilience lies dormant, stifled by the fear of enduring the trauma of events such as divorce, haunted by the false belief that it could irrevocably break them. This fear, however, overlooks the robustness of the human spirit. Interestingly, this resilience mirrors the psychological principle of hedonic adaptation, our ability to adjust to changes in our life circumstances, whether they're positive or negative. Following a divorce, studies, including one notable study from 1991, show an initial spike in psychological distress that gradually recedes over 2 years, eventually giving way to higher levels of happiness than experienced within the confines of an unhappy marriage. The narrative of divorce is frequently painted with broad strokes of anticipated pain, overshadowing the rich tapestry of life that continues unabated. The overlooked daily joys, whether a simple cup of coffee that tastes just right or the breathtaking beauty of a sunset, persist even in the midst of personal upheaval. Life, with its myriad commitments, obligations, and pleasures, goes on. A striking study in 2000 revealed that individuals contemplating divorce, who took the time to vividly imagine their day-to-day lives post-separation, had a more balanced perspective on the anticipated challenges of divorce. This suggests that visualizing a future filled with both mundane and meaningful activities can moderate our fears about the end of a marriage. Thus, it's essential to recognize that while divorce can be daunting, it doesn't spell the end of happiness. In contrast, clinging to the remnants of a toxic marriage might pose a far greater threat to long-term well-being. In the aftermath of divorce, there lies an unexplored potential for growth, resilience, and ultimately, a renewed sense of happiness. Part 5: The Myth of the Perfect Job and the Quest for Work. Joy each morning, as the sound of your alarm pierces the silence, a sense of dread washes over you. The vibrant enthusiasm that once propelled you to the office has dwindled to a mundane routine. Meetings have become a chore. Interactions with co-workers strain your patience, and your daily tasks feel more robotic than ever. This wasn't always the case. There was a time when your job presented an exhilarating challenge, a source of fulfillment and excitement. But now, trapped in a cycle of discontent, you ponder if a new job is the key to reigniting that lost spark. In truth, you might be succumbing to a common happiness hazard, the illusion of the perfect job. Here's the reality. The perfect job is a mirage. Rather than hopping from one job to another in pursuit of elusive job satisfaction, it's crucial to recognize that external changes often offer only a temporary uplift in our happiness levels. A revealing study from 2005 tracked the happiness trajectories of managers post-promotion or geographical transfer. While an initial spike in happiness was evident, their satisfaction quickly plateaued, reverting to previous levels due to hedonic adaptation. This phenomenon illustrates how quickly we acclimate to new situations, diminishing the lasting impact of our supposed upgrades. Moreover, the root of job dissatisfaction often lies not within the job itself, but in the shadow of someone else's career. In our hyper-connected social media age, the temptation to compare our professional lives with those of our peers is stronger than ever. Instead of gauging our satisfaction based on our achievements and the intrinsic rewards of our work, we find ourselves measuring our worth against the seemingly more glamorous or successful careers of others. From childhood, we're groomed to engage in comparison, a habit not easily shaken. Yet during moments of self-doubt, it's pivotal to distinguish whether our discontent stems from not meeting our personal aspirations or from unfavorable comparisons with the accomplishments of our peers. Seeking contentment in your professional life. Begin by nurturing gratitude for the aspects of your job that do bring you joy, as a countermeasure to hedonic adaptation. Challenge yourself to disengage from the trap of comparison, focusing instead on what truly matters to you. True satisfaction at work is less about the external markers of success and more about finding value, purpose, and joy in what you do every day. Part 6: The Complicated Relationship Between Money and Happiness. The age-old debate about whether money can buy happiness finds itself in the spotlight once again, with a twist. Countless psychological studies have flipped the script on the saying, "Money can't buy happiness," illustrating that, indeed, financial stability can pave the way for a comfortable and secure life. Money takes care of basic needs, allows for indulgences, and generally enhances life satisfaction up to a certain point. However, this is not the whole story. The key insight here is that money's ability to cultivate happiness is not boundless. For those whose financial resources are limited, a boost in income can significantly elevate happiness levels. But as one's wealth accumulates, the incremental happiness derived from additional wealth starts to taper off. This phenomenon, known as diminishing returns, shows that as one becomes wealthier, the joy brought by each additional dollar diminishes. Acknowledging the role of material comfort in our pursuit of happiness is necessary, yet it's crucial to understand its limitations as the ultimate source of fulfillment. Surprisingly, adopting a frugal mindset may actually be more conducive to happiness. Consider the example of buying a house, often seen as a pinnacle achievement. The thrill of purchasing a sprawling, luxurious property is undeniable. Yet this excitement is fleeting. The human mind quickly normalizes the pleasure derived from such a purchase. Yet the stress associated with servicing a hefty mortgage can linger, detracting from one's overall happiness long after the initial joy has faded. But what if one opts for a more modest dwelling? This choice could lead to reduced day-to-day stress, foregoing the transient high of a lavish purchase, but achieving a more consistent state of contentment. Plus, alleviating a source of ongoing stress, such as a burdensome mortgage, can significantly boost happiness. A study from 1997 highlights an intriguing aspect. Reducing negative experiences can generate far more happiness than adding new, positive experiences. For instance, paying off a credit card debt could offer a threefold increase in happiness compared to the joy of acquiring a new TV on credit. In essence, while money plays a crucial role in enabling a happy life by meeting our essential needs and providing for our comforts, the quest for excessive wealth can prove to be a diminishing pursuit of happiness. The true art lies in balancing our financial desires with the understanding that happiness flourishes not from endless accumulation, but from appreciating what we have and minimizing our stresses. Part 7. Navigating through stormy waters. The pursuit of happiness amidst difficult diagnoses. Life, in all its unpredictability, has a way of presenting us with challenges that test our resilience and threaten to dim our inner light. Among the harshest of these trials is receiving a serious or terminal diagnosis, a moment that can irrevocably change the course of one's life, casting a long shadow over what happiness might have flourished. If you or someone close to you is grappling with such a diagnosis, it may seem as though the capacity for joy has been extinguished. Yet, even in these darkest of times, the ember of happiness can still glow. It's crucial, now more than ever, to kindle that flame. Here lies an empowering truth. A difficult diagnosis is life-altering, but happiness is still within reach. The initial impulse following devastating news is often to fixate on the turmoil it unleashes, allowing this single aspect of life to eclipse all else. However, philosopher William James sheds light on a profound insight. My experience is what I agree to attend to. This suggests that our grasp on happiness and our perception of reality are intricately tied to where we direct our focus. A sudden, adverse event might sweep us into a whirlwind of despair, yet by deliberately refocusing our attention, we reclaim a degree of control over our lives. This is not merely theoretical. The essence of navigating through the turbulence of a challenging diagnosis lies in consciously choosing to appreciate life's smaller yet significant joys. Revel in the beauty of a blooming garden, cherish your ability to perform everyday tasks, and let these positives construct a reality that's brighter, even if just slightly, than before. Admittedly, such mental redirection demands significant willpower and resilience. Meditation offers a practical tool in this endeavor, a practice centered around concentrating on one's breath, thoughts, or both. Supporting this approach, a study from 2007 highlights how meditation significantly bolsters our ability to command and sustain our focus, thereby nurturing a mindset conducive to happiness. Why strive for positivity in the face of heart-wrenching news? Enter the Matthew effect, as highlighted in psychological studies and rooted in biblical teaching. It propounds that positive emotions beget further positive emotions, setting off an upward spiral of well-being. In essence, each nugget of happiness we nurture not only bolsters our spirits, but also attracts more joy into our orbit, even amidst adversity. Confronted with the trials of a severe diagnosis, the journey toward happiness undoubtedly becomes steeped in challenge. Yet by cultivating our focus on life's enduring beauties and harnessing the power of our mindset, we can illuminate the path ahead, proving that even in the darkest storms, the pursuit of happiness remains a beacon of hope. Part 8. Embracing regrets as stepping stones to happiness. From the whimsical childhood aspirations of space exploration and royal adventures to the mature dreams tethered to our professional ambitions, creative endeavors, or personal milestones, not all dreams are destined to be realized. As we journey through life, certain dreams dissolve naturally with time, while others are painfully pruned by the realities and constraints we encounter. It's the latter category, the dreams we're compelled to relinquish, that often morph into sources of lingering regret. But here's an uplifting revelation. Harboring regrets doesn't preclude happiness. Indeed, confronting our regrets is not only beneficial, but essential for nurturing happiness. Regrets, or as psychologists call them, are lost possible selves, present valuable opportunities for growth and self-reflection. Consider the tale of two college athletes, Lucy and Alejandro, whose Olympic ambitions are dashed by a hair's breadth. Both talents go unrecognized, their dreams unfulfilled, leading them down divergent paths in dealing with the aftermath. Lucy embarks on a journey of acceptance, allowing space for her disappointment, before realigning her life with her enduring passion for sports. Though she sidelines her Olympic aspirations, she integrates her love for athletics into her daily life through coaching and local competitions, finding contentment and pride in her journey. Alejandro, on the other hand, chooses denial over confrontation, severing all ties with his athletic past. By shunning his sports-related achievements and eschewing any involvement in athletics, he inadvertently forsakes a vital part of his identity and source of happiness. Lucy's approach of facing her regrets head-on, questioning what they could teach her, and ultimately weaving her passion for sports into the fabric of her life stands in stark contrast to Alejandro's strategy of avoidance. Lucy's story illustrates the empowering potential of engaging with our regrets, not as anchors that tether us to our failures, but as guides steering us towards a life that resonates with our deepest values and joys. Regrets possess the unique power to illuminate our desires, expose our missteps, and underscore the values that shape our existence. Far from being barriers to happiness, they encourage introspection and learning, urging us to avoid past mistakes and craft a future that aligns more closely with our aspirations. The narrative of our lives is textured with moments of both triumph and regret. Acknowledging and learning from these regrets can propel us forward, crafting a richer, more fulfilling journey. Happiness, then, isn't found in the absence of regret, but in our courageous confrontation and mindful integration of these experiences into our path forward. And final summary. The quest for happiness often feels like a pursuit shrouded in myths and misconceptions. Many of us have been led to believe in a set formula for achieving joy, a series of societal milestones and achievements that promise contentment upon their attainment. Yet, the reality paints a different picture, one where happiness is not so easily boxed and labeled. The essence of living a genuinely happy life lies in dismantling these myths, the notion that specific achievements or life events, be they career milestones, financial success, or personal relationships, will deliver lasting happiness is a fallacy. Equally misleading is the fear that certain adversities, such as job loss, divorce, or other life challenges, will forever plunge us into despair. To embrace true happiness, we must let go of these ingrained expectations. This doesn't mean abandoning goals or denying the significance of life's hardships. Instead, it entails acknowledging that happiness doesn't follow a one-size-fits-all recipe. It thrives not in the external validation of societal milestones, but in the internal sanctuary of acceptance, resilience, and the conscious cultivation of joy in the everyday. By stepping beyond the myths that bind our understanding of happiness, we open ourselves up to a world rich in possibilities for genuine contentment, a happiness that isn't dictated by external achievements but nurtured through our perceptions, attitudes, and the simple yet profound moments that life offers. This is the path to authentic happiness, a journey defined not by what we attain, but by how we choose to navigate the vast and varied experiences life presents. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.